You're welcome to the program Success Recipe. Before I begin, I want to take some time to remind you of who you are. There is a seed of greatness within you. Therefore, birth it out. The world is waiting for the next hero. Guess who that is? You. We've been dissecting the topic, developing ideal habits. We've discussed on the habit of being decisive, the habit of giving God first place in your life, the faith habit, the happy habit, the habit of excellence, and now the habit of pure thoughts. When you entertain the thought, you will embrace the behavior or actions that flow from it. Purity is the foundation on which every noble life is built upon. In the purity domain, honor is king. Impurity breeds decay. Impurity breeds death. When the imagination is immersed in purity, you become like a diamond sparkling and shining in the midst of a grossly dark and perverse world. Purity is a foundation of life wherein truth flows. The habit of pure thoughts births purity of heart, purity of character, purity of mind, and purity of body, which is the hallmark of an ideal life that sums up to greatness. The habit of pure thoughts is the foundation stone in which soundness of character is built upon. Purity of thought is the master key that opens up life's greatest blessings: peace of mind, sound health, true happiness, true riches, and true greatness. The opposite of pure thoughts is impure and immoral thoughts. The degeneration of a life begins with the entertainment of impure or immoral thoughts. Dwell upon, focus upon, and fill your mind with positive and moral thoughts on a consistent basis until it becomes a habit. James Allen reveals, and I quote, "Thought in the mind hath made us. What we are by thought was wrought and built. If a man's mind hath evil thoughts, pain comes on him as comes the will of the ox behind. If one endures in purity of thought, joy follows him as his own shadow sure." End of quote.